guy you with ease up and split the chair next to his tree.
What's going on? What are you still working on? Tanya Dunga's Gigon, then on Zewa Dahunsa Dache, Ungahuan, and Hadiwa Nodas, Nene Aboriginal Voices, Oska Dewa Nyawar Oska, Ne Jota FM, CFRC.
It is 6 o'clock, and you're tuned to CFRC 101.9 FM, and we're broadcasting from Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Ani Nichkimink, Doug Farquhar, and Dijnikaz. Meanwhile, Sean Story. Is not Minwa in the Schnabi Noewin. And here we go. Aboriginal Voices on this absolutely gorgeous high pressure day. Well, yeah, it was sunny all day long. And the clouds in the offing were south of Lake Ontario, not too bad. And then I did see a few near the beginning of the day that were way north of us, probably up around Bancroft or Algonquin Park, run through that, those areas. So it's been a gorgeous day. But right now, outside our studios, it's 3 degrees Celsius, clear as a bell. I just took a quick look. I can even see a bunch of stars, even though the campus lights are on for people to get around and from building to building still. But it looks like overnight we're going to be going down to about -3 overnight, probably around 3 or 4 in the morning, it'd be -3. But, you know, the ceiling, according to the Weather Network and their little bar graph that they have with all of the today's conditions, well, my goodness, the ceiling is unlimited. They have a picture of the Earth and straight up, and it's just infinity. So if you're going to be out looking at the stars, tonight's a great night, although dress warmly for it. Remember, it's going to be around -3 or so. Now, that's here in Kingston. North of here, it might even be colder. So take a look, see what's happening. Next couple of days, you're going to be fine. Tomorrow, another day of a mix of sun and cloud. But if this high pressure could just stall long enough to give everybody an afternoon of sunshine, that would be great. Yeah, we'll see how that goes. Here on Aboriginal Voices tonight, Sean's on assignment. He's going to let me know how things are going right now. So I'm flying solo tonight. But I've got a few things that I wanted to share with you. Two of them are about books. It's interesting, though. One of them goes because it's a book that Jody Wilson-Raybould wrote. And I thought, you know, this is pretty good because it's designed to be used in university classrooms, adult books, university level project. And it was published in 2019. And I thought, oh, that's odd. You know, so I had to go back and check and see what was happening in 2019 that she would want to write a book called From Where I Stand, Rebuilding Indigenous Nations for a Stronger Canada. It's fitting because the way the federal government is working right now, there's a good chance that the rebuilding of Indigenous nations is, you know, making stronger Canada, but also making it stronger for the communities and the people who live within those communities. So we're gonna share a little bit of a synopsis of that book later on, and one I pulled out of my collection that I was looking for. I was actually looking for a book about an artist that I wanted to share with you in December. His name's Alan Sapp, and you know he lived in the 1930s and 40s and early 50s. He did a lot of beautiful paintings. And so they're in the National Art Gallery in Ottawa, if you ever get a chance to go there. And apparently, the federal government made it free for visiting museums and art galleries across the country and all the parks. So who knew? You can go and see a room of Alan Sapp's work. But the book that I picked up was out of my collection, caught my eye because there's also a discussion about what's happening for the far north. and in the Yukon for First Nations communities working with the federal government and the projects that are coming out. And this book's called A History of the Original Peoples of Northern Canada. It was written by Keith Crow, the Crow being C-R-O-W-E. And I'll share a little bit of that with you later on. And two other items that I have, and we're gonna have some fun with this. It's new to us here at Aboriginal Voices, right here in Kingston, Ontario. But Katie St. Germain is a singer-songwriter from Manitoba. And so we're going to do a feature on her in our Historical Tracks project. And we'll do that later in this hour. And also something else that came up back in October 16th in the local Frontenac News. The author of this, they didn't give me the name of the author. But it's a page 11 of the October 16, 2025 Frontenac News, and the title, Friends of the Salmon River Host Wetlands, Oasis of Life and Focus on Beavers. So I thought, well, we can share a little of that information, and if you're interested, you can contact the people that we talk about here. A wildlife photographer was the person that was doing the presentation, so been a lot of fun. If you have some ideas for Aboriginal Voices to explore over the next few weeks, give us an email, Aboriginal Voices, that's all one word, all lowercase letters, Aboriginal Voices at cfrc.ca. We'll be happy to contact you, and you might want to tell us, or you write to us about what's happening. If you know of local musicians who are wanting their music on the air, we'd be happy to take a listen and talk with them and see what we can do about getting it on the air. Or if you're an artist or someone who works with beads or someone who works with basket making, we talked about Mi'kmaq basket making a couple weeks ago. So, I've had some people stop and talk to me about these topics, and I'm keep saying, tell me if you know anyone who would like to talk to us, because we'd like to learn a little bit more. And Sean has a few ideas that he's been bringing with us. Oh, and also, I'll just tell you this now, coming up, it's the second Tuesday in December. Oh, yeah. Now you're going to say you want to know which day that is. And that would be the 9th of December. That's going to be our annual Christmas bake-off. Sean and I each do some baking, and we share it with everybody. And if you want a copy, we've had some people call and say, I'd like a copy of that recipe, if you don't mind. It sounded really good. Most of ours have been a lot of fun to share. I wonder what Sean's going to be making this year. Write and ask him. That would be great. So we're now we just have to figure out where we're going to find some good music for you for the startup tonight. I was thinking of DJ Shub with Calling All Dancers. We're going to try that one for you. And this is upbeat. That's sort of what we're looking for. So here we go.
Ryandale Transitional Housing announces its first annual Christmas Toy Drive. Running from November 1st to December 10th, Ryandale invites members of the community to bring a new unwrapped toy to the following locations in Kingston from Monday to Friday, 10 till 4. 146 Clergy Street East, 494 Fieldstone Drive, or 669 Victoria Street. Toys will be distributed by Loving Hands Kingston, supporting 80 agencies across Kingston. If you'd like more information, contact Mandy, programs at ryandale.ca, or Patty, operations director at ryandale.ca.
What should you listen to make your Monday mornings that much better? Absolutely Frivolous on CFRC 101.9 FM. We play all kinds of comedy, stand-up, sketch, songs, even poetry, and the occasional interview. Mondays at 10:30 a.m. Tune in or listen to Absolutely Frivolous on our archives page on cfrc.ca.
St. Monday watches over you and me and grants the bone exhausted some liberty.
What's up? It's Pickles. Leave a message.
Let's have a kiki. Get ready for a fabulous time with dragshow.ca. From drag brunches to holiday cabarets, there's something for everyone. Check out the latest events and join in the fun. Visit dragshow.ca for all the details.
We are gonna serve
and work and turn
and honey.
This is Cleo, and I hope you folks will join me Tuesdays at 5 for my new show, All Tunes. From punk rock to folk, we got it all. Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM. See you Tuesday.
Well, there you go. We had some interesting ads and promos there. So, and the song we did before that was a DJ Shub song, and called "Calling All Dancers." And Sean How are you feeling right now? All set?
Oh, I'm fine, Doug.
Good. Yeah, yeah. I'm sure glad you got me all sorted out with email.
I might add, I did send you a text.
Yes.
So you weren't flying alone.
No.
I sent you a text.
Yeah, except for one problem.
I would be a few minutes late.
This is what happens when the guy called me on the phone today, and he wanted to send me a brand new router.
Yeah. Why?
Well, he says he's calling from Bell.
Uh-huh.
Okay, right. Whatever. But guess what? When I said, oh, well, what's it about? And you're going to give me a brand new router, yeah, high speed, you know, because they've got fiber optic.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so then he said that you'll have to have a computer that we can use to do this. And I'm thinking, yeah, what's this all about? And then he said, and the router's free, but we'll be sending a technician. So I'll sort out somebody who can come to you tomorrow or later today. And I said, well, not today, it's busy. But here's the funny part. Mm-hmm. Then he said, the router's free, but you'll have to pay for the technician's time. Do you have a credit card? I'll take it now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I said,
so that's the reason why you couldn't get my text?
No. I said, hang on. I'll be right back. I got to go figure out what I can do to pay for this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then I just left
all
it.
All right.
My phone, by the way, died today. Literally. It won't recharge. You know, I don't know what's going on in the world. So I'm now phoneless. How's that?
I'm sure it'll recharge, Doug.
No, it's been on now for an hour and a half. Nothing.
Okay.
Yeah. But we'll see. Well, when I get home, another couple hours on to do it.
Mm-hmm.
What? That's slow. Hey, I mentioned to people that we're going to talk about books. A couple of books. I got one out of my archives. I got another little article here. And mm-hmm. Jody Wilson-Raybould wrote a book in 2019. It was published. So she wrote it just before that. And it's called...
Just before she got canned?
I think it's about the time, yeah. Mm. From Where I Stand is the title.
I think this is when she wrote after she got canned.
Oh, okay. But that's pretty quickly done. It was January of 2019 that she was let go from the federal
government. I don't know then.
Yeah. Anyway, so you very kindly got me a copy of this book.
I did.
And I thought, well, not that side, just there. Just a couple paragraphs, because it is a synopsis of her book, From Where I Stand.
Where'd you get this?
From the publisher.
All right, it says here, an Indigenous leader who has dedicated her life to Indigenous rights, Jody Wilson-Raybould, has represented both First Nations and the Crown at the highest levels. And she is not afraid to give Canadians what they need most. Straight talk on what has to be done to deconstruct the colonial legacy and achieve true reconciliation. True reconciliation, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know more?
Just a little bit, yeah, because...
It's a powerful book.
Is it?
Drawn from Wilson-Raybould's speeches and other writings. She urges us all, governments, Indigenous nations, everyone, to build upon the momentum already gained in the reconciliation process, or risk hard-won progress being lost. The choice is stark.
Mm-hmm.
Support Indigenous-led initiatives for First Nations rebuilding, or revert to governments just managing the problem. Frank was frank and impassioned. She also argues that true reconciliation will never occur as long as governments deny Indigenous peoples their rights, and the Indian Act continues to exist. Until then, we'll be stuck in the status quo, mined in conflicts and expensive court cases that do nothing to improve people's lives or heal the country.
Mm-hmm. So I've got a song that goes with that, especially since you enjoyed it. It's called Damn Right.
Oh, yeah?
Snotty Nose Res Kids.
Okay.
Tell me, keep it real. Where there's cameras on the cameras, I'ma tell you how I feel.
I walk it like I talk it, oh yeah, damn right. You ain't know me, shut the f*** when you talking, damn right. Man, I came up from the bottom, now we popping, damn right. Nowadays it's f*** you pay me while we talking, damn right.
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 Are you lit?
Damn right.
Is that your click?
Damn right.
Swedish.
Motherf***, damn right.
Don't judge me, baby. Just smudge me, baby. Got the magic, baby. Just like my lady. We them Reds kids. Check it with the fringe. Now we do it big. Now ain't that a... medicine wheels, medicine bags. Need you spiritual. Securing the bags across the land. We native Beatles, bro. My hair too thick. The crown don't fit. Try pile a mile of flow. Don't like it. I love it, love. You couldn't pay me to cut it, bro. Nah.
Came a long way from the veil, damn right. We done made it here without a deal, damn right. Fake ones always tell me keep it real. Where there's cameras on the cameras, I'ma tell you how I feel.
I walk it like I talk it, oh yeah, damn right. You ain't know me, shut the f*** when you talking, damn right. Man, I came up from the bottom, now we popping, damn right. Nowadays it's f*** you pay me while we talking, damn right.
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 Are you lit?
Damn right.
Is that your click?
Damn right.
Swedish.
Damn right.
We legendary, yeah. It's hereditary, I'm a salmon berry, you a dingleberry, bruh. In my bag like, yeah. Making bread, no Play-Doh. Yeah. All eyes on me, we know. I'm such a Leo. I've been supernova, been feeling like I'm Hova. I know you see the turquoise when I sip on my mimosa. Aquaman Momoa, big drip, super soaker. Skin tone mocha with these diamonds on my choker.
Came a long way from the veil, damn right. We done made it here without a deal, damn right. Fake ones always tell me keep it real. Where there's cameras on the cameras, I'ma tell you how I feel.
I walk it like I talk it, oh yeah, damn right. You ain't know me, shut the f*** when you talking, damn right. Man, I came up from the bottom, now we popping, damn right. Nowadays it's f*** you pay me while we talking, damn right.
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 Are you lit?
Damn right.
Is that your click?
Damn right.
Swedish.
Motherfucker, damn right.
Well, there you go. That was Snotty Nose Redskins.
Uh-huh.
Can you guess the title?
I've...
Damn right.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Well.
Okay. Good. Now, what I'd like to do is have some fun.
Why?
Because it's a Tuesday night, Aboriginal Voices night. We can have fun.
We can.
Yeah. I started out with a post-it note, okay, and I thought, oh, maybe that would be something that we could do for the show. Here's a singer that I'd never heard of before myself, but I started digging into it and do some research after the football game on Sunday. You know the football game I'm talking about?
Yeah, I heard about it.
The Grey Cup here in Canada was the 112th playing for the Grey Cup.
And you know what I started?
What's that?
I started watching Friday Night Lights.
I have no idea what that is.
Never mind.
Go ahead. What is it?
I ain't telling you.
Oh.
You should just know.
Why? Is it on radio?
It's on TV. Can't watch it on the radio.
Okay.
Anyways,
good.
The folks at home are probably saying,
laughing.
Oh,
yeah.
I get it now.
There's an age
Douglas
difference
doesn't
here.
Get it. Douglas doesn't get it,
no,
but the folks at home good chance they may.
You're going to tell me after, I hope. The football game.
So we had a football game.
Yeah,
it was Canadian played. Football, though, so
yeah,
it wasn't real football. Right?
Well, depends on if you want to play, that take four times as long to play your football game as it does in Canada, doesn't matter.
Is that
Canadian
what it is?
Football, we got a wide field so the guys could run way out. The passes are longer, all that sort of thing.
I don't know.
It's also shorter.
Watched Canadian football maybe two summers ago, and I thought, wait a minute, what's going on here? Now, I don't know if this is just because it's, you know, the league football, like kids, teenagers, whatever. Yeah. Playing, and so they let's give them a chance.
Mm-hmm.
But this is like the craziest thing. So there's a play, and maybe they're at the 20 yard line. Wait a minute, is that the one that's closest to the end zone?
That's two out from the end zone.
Okay, whatever is closest to the end zone.
The 1 yard line.
Okay, and we'll say that that's on the east end of the court.
Field.
East end of the field, okay? And there are 4 seconds left in the game. Oh my gosh, are they going to do it? Bing, 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 bell goes off or the whistle or whatever it is. And so then they, okay, well, they didn't get it, right? And then they changed sides. And on the other side, they just set up where they were to continue on.
You're talking about the end of a first quarter or the end of the third quarter.
Whatever. Yeah. First, second, third. They did it all three,
because
four quarters.
Because you just changed the direction of the field.
Yeah, I get changing the direction, but continuing the play?
Yeah.
Why?
Why not?
The bell rang.
That's why.
The bell rang. You don't get to play that anymore.
You're kidding.
Then you go down there, and then they start up again.
That'd be the same play.
Like,
sure, I understand that.
Like just a few, you know, inches away from the end zone. And then they take it and go to the same spot on
the other end of the field, yeah.
And play for like whatever. Is it 15 minutes?
Have you played football?
Is it 15 minutes?
20 minutes? 15.
Whatever is the period.
Each quarter is a 15.
Quarter.
Yeah.
Is it 15? Yeah. And I like, but what is this? And they did it like all four quarters.
They do that in both
no,
countries.
They don't.
Sure they do.
They don't. That's new.
Oh, where's Jesse? We need
it's
Jesse.
It's new. Where's Jesse?
It's not new.
I have a bone to pick with Jesse.
No. Jesse's over at
football.
At the Grand. Or no,
what's
at
he
the
doing
Grad
there?
Club.
Oh, Jesse.
There. Yep, he's listening.
Jesse. we're going to need your tutelage.
Yeah.
Tutelage?
Yeah.
Like, Doug only knows hockey, and I really only know TV.
So that's good. Yeah, you be careful. He may come right in that door.
Yeah.
You heard?
And well, he should. I'm calling him to come here.
Yeah, but you heard that you're going to interrupt his drag show.
Okay.
Now, it starts at 7 o'clock. Maybe he's got time to
He's
run
doing
over.
The drag show?
Well, you know, the whole team are over there getting set up. Didn't you listen to the way?
Oh, no, I don't listen.
You have to listen to it. I'm going to just play.
Oh, we'll play it again.
I'm going to play this just for you.
All right. Listen
to this.
What's up? It's Pickles. We have a message.
Let's have a kiki. Get ready for a fabulous time with dragshow.ca. From drag brunches to holiday cabarets, there's something for everyone. Check out the latest events and join in the fun. Visit dragshow.ca for all the details.
We are going to serve
and work
and turn
and
honey.
That was Jesse?
No. I don't know who that is, but that's what's happening.
Oh, okay.
Right now.
Well, good for them.
Yeah, it's all part of the fun, getting ready to be festive. It's the funding drive for CFRC.
Okay, well,
this
good.
This is an event.
Then, you know, a fun little thing for the funding drive is that Jesse come over and tell us that, no, that's not how it works.
Talk about football.
Of course, you have it right, Sean.
Well, don't tell them the right answer.
When the bell rings, well, no actually, more, like, the game is over for that. Bell, whatever.
Used to be a bell.
It shouldn't be.
125 years ago.
Like, that play should be over with now. But then they just, like, and then you kick off or whatever it is you do again.
No. You're saying that you're going to put a time constraint on each quarter?
No, I am saying.
No, if I have one down.
You get your 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Everybody.
That's it.
Then you go to the other end.
That's it. You get your 15 minutes.
You're funny. Have you ever played on a football field like this? Because the weather changes the and
doesn't
direction.
Matter
into
anything
the wind,
of the
away
weather.
From the wind, you know.
The weather does not matter. What I'm saying
does.
Is, as soon as the bell rings, that's it. Start your
you're
scrimmage.
You're going to start all over again?
The other people, whoever's playing.
Yeah, but it's still my football, if you're saying.
But it's not.
Yeah.
The bell rang.
Television will be fun. Are you going to watch the football? It's on television.
No.
Oh, I thought the way you're getting all heated up here.
Although I do watch the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay, good.
I don't think I could have found the Grey Cup anywhere.
Are you kidding?
I wasn't really looking.
Oh, I hope, because it was on all kinds of channels.
But a walking club person
watched the game.
Was able her person of interest, we'll say, won or was given tickets, like box. Tickets.
To the Grey Cup.
I don't know what they were, but I think it's a box.
It was in Saskatoon.
Yeah, whatever.
No, Regina.
Wherever it was.
Sorry, it was in Regina.
It was in the box, and you could go in the box and whatever. Box seats, is that it?
Yeah. Wow.
Then she, you know, that she wasn't.
Did she go?
She went. That's what I just was got done telling you that.
Well, he won them, or was given them.
Yeah, so he wanted to take her.
Perfect. That's a good story.
Yeah, so like the hotel and everything.
Yeah.
Or maybe they had to pay for the hotel. I don't know. But anyways, it was kind of cool.
And they had fun because it was a good football game.
I don't know. It's not my work, mate.
Okay. All right. Well, let me go back to why I brought up the Grey Cup.
I can only assume that this person had fun.
I hope so. They haven't arrived home because it was so much fun. Now, the person that we're talking about, I think we should have callers call in.
We'll get you on the air, and it'll turn it into a sports show.
I'll tech it.
Sports with a guy that has no idea what. Well, didn't he throw the ball?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did you know the football in Canada is different than the football in the United States?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why they call it Canadian
football. They don't have enough air to put it in it.
And also, it's because we don't have a Canadian team in the American football, do we? I don't know. It's another one for Jesse.
No, I can answer that.
You can?
Definitively.
No. Wasn't that Argonauts supposed to be?
No.
Oh, it was always Canadian football?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There are a lot of American football players who play in the Canadian League. Yeah. But.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that,
and I think one is a surgeon.
Oh, no, he's from Montreal.
No, I meant that there is one that's a surgeon who. Also plays football.
That's right, yeah.
I can't do your thing, your procedure.
Oh, yeah, because I'm busy playing football.
I'm busy playing football. What team?
He's a lineman. He won a Super Bowl.
The Rough Riders. Oh.
No, he won a Super Bowl. All right.
The Montreal team?
See what?
Didn't they lose?
No, he wasn't with the Montreal team. He played for one of the teams in the States.
Okay.
In the National Football
League. I don't know. I'm practically confused now.
Oh, good. Okay.
Let's just move on.
Let me go back to where we started with. The reason I said football game was at the opening of the football game. They played
the girl.
Yeah. And Katie St. Germain was the singer.
Oh, okay.
And so what I did was I got it set up so that we could sort of feature Katie St. Germain. You want to hear a little bit about it?
Sure.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to go back to our historical tracks.
Okay, go.
I love that title. Yeah, that was one you came up with when we were first throwing ideas around for this. So this is a show where we're going to dive into musical lineage of today's stars. So, yeah, she's a star if she's been called to go and play at the 112th opening of the 112th Grey Cup football game in Canada. Anyway, today we're going to shine our spotlight, swing it around there for me, on a rising star in Canadian country music.
Who's this?
Singer, songwriter, Katie St. Germain.
You want this one or you want
not
this
yet.
Other one?
This thing, because she actually comes from Manitoba.
Okay.
And she carries a profound musical lineage.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. She is the granddaughter of Canadian Country Music Hall of Fame legend and respected artist Ray St. Germain. And then while she was growing up, she was surrounded by all kinds of artistry, and it instilled a deep love for music. You know, all those people playing nearby, she'd go with her grandfather to watch it, you know, watch, listen, maybe find out how to do some of the songs that are there. Mm-hmm. But after performing in cover bands for many years, Katie was inspired to start writing her own songs. And that's where we're going to have fun with that. So when she finally did, she quickly established herself as an emotional storyteller. And her debut EP, which is an extended play called Cleaning House, (or trying), she released that in 2024. Not bad, eh? Last year. And confirmed her status as one of the genre's most exciting new talents, earning her multiple Manitoba Country Music Association awards.
Mm-hmm.
How's that sound? St. Germain's background shows through in her influences, and Katie herself has noted that she tends to gravitate toward the fiddle and traditional sounds that she grew up with, hearing them, playing them, and she's going to pay homage to her Red River roots. And so what we're going to do is play one of those two songs, two of the songs, but the first one's called Better Off Broken, and this track just speaks about the vulnerability and resilience that define Katie's songwriting. It's powerful and quite relatable, apparently.
Okay.
So here goes. Broken is exactly what you need to be to rebuild stronger.
Welcome back to season 4 of Talking Stick. Our next artist, Katie St. Germain, one of our amazing Manitoba Indigenous artists, won Emerging Artist of the Year at the Manitoba Country Music Awards in late 2023. It's a brand new year. Tell us what your plans are. I know that you have a single from last year. You're working on an EP. What are we going to hear today?
Today we're going to hear a song called Better Off Broken, and it's basically just about sitting in your sadness. I think that's something that's really relatable to people. I struggle as well a lot of the times with feeling like I have to always be on and like positive and happy. And this song is just really about finding the silver lining in, you know, your down days.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, I know that you're pretty new to the scene of original music and performing at, you know, festivals and awards shows, but you've been a musician for many, many years. Tell us about a little bit about your history of the music industry.
Right. So I actually got started. I was in a cover band for many years. So I've been doing this about 15 years in and around Manitoba and kind of across Canada and the US, which was great because it kind of gave me that experience for performing. But then I just started to write my own songs and ended up releasing The Taxman in March of 2023. And here we are. Yeah,
exactly. And I know you come from a long line, a bloodline of musicians. Mm-hmm. Uncle Ray St. Germain, of course, one of our grandpa.
Grandpa,
from one of the amazing talents from here in Manitoba. The guy that got me started and trained in radio, actually, many moons ago. So that is amazing talent. And we all love your grandpa. And I know that your aunt and your mom and everybody is... music is in your blood.
There's a lot of us. There's too many of us.
So what does the future hold for you? What do you want to make happen as far as original music goes?
Honestly, I'm just doing this for fun and kind of for, you know, we've got three boys at home and I just kind of want to show them that you can do what you want if you put your mind to it and just work hard. And so it's been a lot of fun so far. I just hope to, yeah, release an EP hopefully in summer-ish and... just make music that people can relate to and jam out to. And
awesome. Yeah. Three boys. It's the survival of the fittest for moms. I'm telling you, I have three boys too. So this is it, folks. And we're going to hear from Katie St. Germain. Here it is.
Crack a couple eggs to make a damn good omelet. Call radio breaks down, gives you time for some good talking. When the bricks are shot, you know I call my dad to help me fix them. That's a reason to go see him. And I guess there's a few good things that come from being broken. Sometimes it takes hurting and some learning for you know. I start to believe the notes that I leave on the mirror. All the pieces, they keep leaving me a little stronger. I think I'll stay here a little longer. And I guess there's a few good things that come from being broken. Sometimes it takes hurting and some learning for you know. Sometimes it takes hurting and some learning, but you know it. A bruised and busted heart is gonna get its shit together. But somehow, right now I'm better. Somehow, right now I'm better. Better off blue.
Okay, well, there, that was...
Who was that?
Katie St. Germain.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with Better Off Broken. And, Sean, you know, I think that as we start looking at this, we're gonna move on to the next track, the second track that we've picked from this LP. And it sort of showcases her vocal power. You know, that one was sort of... kind of less upbeat than the one that's coming up here. And this one's called High Forever. It's a song that was clearly a fan favorite and having soared to number one spot in the Indigenous Music Countdown in 2024. And it is a track that captures that incredible feeling of being fully immersed in a moment of pure joy, whether it's a new relationship or just a feeling of limitless optimism. Mm-hmm. Katie St. Germain is a true artist to watch. So carrying forward a family tradition of excellence while blazing her own trail in country music.
Cloud nine, you're the one who put me here. All started when you bought me a beer and we stayed up all night talking. Now I got a ring in your last name. Some things will never change, 'cause baby we're still talking about big dreams. We're living way over them. The sky is the limit. That's how we do, that's how we do. You always wanna find that feeling. I'm always gonna break that ceiling. Need that adrenaline rush. Ain't no way we're ever giving it up. There's only one way we're going. Ain't no way we're ever slowing down. As long as we're together, you and I will be chasing that high forever. Nothing ever hits like the first time. We had one hell of a first night, but we still got stars in our eyes. We'll never let them burn out. If I'm ever running, I'm running with you. We don't stop for nothing. That's how we do, that's how we do. You always wanna find that feeling. I'm always gonna break that ceiling. You need that adrenaline rush. Ain't no way we're ever giving it up.
Oh, there you go, Sean. That's the song by Katie St. Germain. Fairly new.
Katie.
Oh, sorry, Katie. Yes, St. Germain.
Katie St. Germain.
Called High Forever. Yeah. There are more songs on that EP.
Is there?
Yeah, but we're not going to do them now. But that.
All right.
I hope you enjoyed that.
There's one over here called Grow.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
that's the end of our historical tracks for
historical
tonight here on Aboriginal
tonight.
Voices.
Yeah. Katie St. Germain, she sang at the Grey Cup game.
That's right, yeah.
Now, do they have a halftime show like at the Super Bowl?
Yeah,
Who was there?
Don't ask me.
Why?
Because I saw it and I didn't know who it was.
Who do you think they were?
I don't know. Three letters. Like something like GK something or other.
R-E-M?
No. I would recognize that. So anyway.
So it was brought to my attention, Douglas, yes. that November is Diabetes Awareness Month.
Right.
Did you know this?
Yep.
No. Okay, well, I kind of sort of knew because I was told.
Mm-hmm.
It's drawing attention to the challenges faced by indigenous communities is crucial.
Right. It is.
So here are some of the key facts about diabetes among First Nations people on our territories in Canada, and highlighting the disparities and contributing factors. Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
There's a high prevalence of the diabetes here. Anyway, significantly higher First Nations people living on reserve are considered among the highest risk populations of diabetes and related complications in Canada.
So has anybody kind of studied this to tell us?
Apparently somebody did.
Yeah. Well.
There's big money in diabetes.
Well, yeah, but those are the pharmaceutical people. I'm talking about, you know, taking a look at.
Like the university? I'm pretty sure there is a university from, I don't want to say program, but some portion of this university comes to.
Oh, is that right?
I don't want to talk about that.
No, but the things like the diet that people have or.
Oh, definitely diet.
Movement.
Honestly, Doug, I don't know that it is diet, just diet.
No, it's a combination.
I have heard of people, one in particular, and the guy works all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he, eats. But he was, in fact, labeled? No, diagnosed.
Right.
Diagnosed as being diabetic, and everybody like, what? And plus he's thin, like he's not. Anyways, like he works all day, like really hard work, and or used to, and it just seems odd.
But that's
it may have been the gene,
right?
But I don't think it's. Just a sedentary lifestyle. Sedentary?
Sedentary.
Sedentary.
Yeah.
prevalence, the age standardization prevalence rate for diabetes among First Nations individuals living on reserve has been reported at approximately 17.2%.
Ooh, that's pretty high.
Which is more than three times the rate in the general population.
Yeah.
So the rest is.
Yeah, when they give me that data, I have to ask this question. Are Indigenous people not included as the population of Canada?
No, apparently not.
Okay.
Well, no, they break it down, right?
Okay, by category, yeah. By area you live in, and by your age.
I guess. Bean counters.
If they do that, then I'll accept.
I don't think that's what they. Well, I don't know what they do. Mm-hmm. Like behind closed doors, they may have a whole other way of doing it.
I hope so.
Like they print this, yeah. Make everybody happy.
No.
And then they like in behind the doors. Yeah, they're not a part of us.
Yeah, but they're. I mean,
like we're regular Canadians. They're not.
They're not.
Anyways, gender disparity. Unlike the general Canadian population, First Nations women are more likely to have diabetes than males.
Okay. And so why?
I'll go along with that.
But why?
I don't know.
Okay.
the information I got that says I don't know.
Mm.
They experience a disproportionate burden of the disease, and I think, I don't know. I don't want to paint myself into a corner.
Oh, you're almost there.
I was pretty close, but then I decided that's let's backstep on that.
But
one.
That is an interesting conversation. And the next part of that conversation is it before the women have children, after they've had children, or is it just an age thing?
They're diagnosed
with diabetes.
It may have to do with children.
Okay.
It may have. Yeah. But I don't know if that's an indigenous thing or if that's like all women are, like they get that gestational diabetes. Mm-hmm. But that sometimes goes away, the gestational. Or sometimes it stays, the baby.
yeah, okay.
Sticks around like the kid.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, early onset. Did I talk about that?
No.
Early onset indigenous people are diagnosed with diabetes at a significantly younger age than non-indigenous Canadians.
Hmm.
And they tend to have a greater disease severity at diagnosis.
Yeah, that's because it's left too long before it's diagnosed. It's
because
that's
nobody bothers.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, but remember when we back when we were doing this? It would go way back a couple of years now about food security and health care in rural and remote communities.
The many decades that we've been here.
The biggest thing is that the people who live in remote communities don't have the access. Even just to be diagnosed quickly.
Yes.
So
that's true.
Yeah. But now
there's tests. Yeah. Easier to take.
And there's a whole system that could be put
like
in place for healthcare.
Like in the 70s, they knew how to, test your stuff.
Right.
And they knew, but those tests are hard to send up north.
No.
I don't know. Well, they are in Canada.
The planes are full of other things.
Factors contributing to the crisis.
Mm-hmm.
It's apparently a crisis.
Okay.
We'll say it's a crisis. The high rates are not just biological. They're a result of complex social, economic, and historical factors, often referred to as social determinants of health. Colonial legacy. The rest is.
It's no. The colonial legacy may very well be the reason, because the colonialism, they said you can only stay if you're a group from Nipissing area and you're there. We'll give you a plot of land and this is where you live.
There you go. Stay there.
Stay there. Whereas previous to that, the people would be moving all over, hunting and traveling and trading with other communities and then coming back to their community.
Vagabonds.
No.
No?
No. Well, you call truck drivers vagabonds, do you? Because they travel all over and trade things.
I call just about anybody a vagabond.
You and I drive our cars a long distance just to get to CFRC and have some fun here.
We're vagabonds? Nice. Finally.
Yeah,
a label.
All right. But diabetes is an issue that we do have to think about. And we got one more show in November. And
one more.
Yeah, 28th of November.
Next week?
Is it the 28th or
already?
25th, maybe?
No.
Yeah, today's the
18th.
Next
week is the 25th. 25th. That's it?
That's the last Tuesday in November for Aboriginal Voices. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
This month is soaring into winter.
Then Christmas. That's what's going on. Anyways, historic and ongoing colonial policies, such as a residential school system. Those people. Forced relocation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did we talk about that?
Yeah, we did that.
We did already. Move on. Barriers.
Stop that.
Barriers to healthy living. Food insecurity.
Okay.
Oh, we did that too.
There, long before this, was sent to you.
Limited access to healthy and affordable nutrition.